الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the greatest gift that Allah has given to mankind is Iman. But this is something that's been given from Allah Ta'ala, and it's important for us to take care of it. Something which is given to us can be taken away too. One should have all the time the fear that this Iman can leave us if we do not take care, we don't protect it. The fear a person to have that, you know what, that my Iman can be gone anytime. And also this, the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow every hadith of this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was asked this question: how do a person come to know that his Iman is going to go away? He says, when a person has no fear that Iman goes away, when a person has no fear that Iman goes away, that must fear most. Because his Iman must have that fear, my Iman will go. So if a person has this fear that my Iman will go away, what will happen to him? He'll take care of it. He'll protect it. The fear is that my Iman, I must not say those things or utter those things which make my Iman to leave me. Secondly, say that person does not make shukr to Iman. A person must always make shukr to Iman. Every moment, O Allah, you have given Iman, let me steadfast Iman. Mahazat should say, you read in the morning, when a person wakes up in the morning, when he makes Alhamdulillah di ahyana, بعد ما اماتنا والي النشور, he said لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله. Make your Iman strong at that time. Refresh your Iman. Daily refresh your Iman. The third thing Imam Hanifa says, which a person's Iman can go away, you lose his Iman, is to cause harm to people. Zulum. Oppression. This is a very delicate one and a very difficult one, and very, very important that a person may make shukr every day, but he may be making zulm on people. Either on his, to his wife, to his parents, to his workers, to his neighbors, to a fellow Muslim. To make zulm means to hurt that person, to harm that person. And which is common today. So we have to learn to protect our Iman in these three things that we will not have in us. And the reason for these three things to have in us is because of pride. A man is not prepared to ask his wife forgiveness because of pride. A man is not prepared to ask his friend forgiveness not because of pride. A man is not prepared to fulfill his rights to his brother or his mother or anyone because of pride. And pride is something Allah hates most. Anyone who has pride in this world, definitely before you leave this world, you'll be disgraced. You'll be disgraced. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the strength, the power of controlling the wind. When he got his people to the air, right to the sky, to that height, where he could hear even the Farista speaking. So he heard one Farista say another Farista, if Sulaiman, how he went up the sky, if he has got pride in him, Allah will put him down the earth the same way. In other words, when a person has pride in him, Allah has, in the hadith is mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala, there's one chain right of the sky, and there's one chain right of the zameen, the same. A person who has pride, The zameen, the same, the chain which is pulling him up, is putting him down to the ground, to the ground, to the ground, to the ground. And the moment he has humility in him, it pulls him high and high and high and high towards Allah. Nabi Karim says, Man tawadhu lillah, rafa'u Allah. That person who has tawadhu in him, the person who has humility in him, humble, Allah raises him to the sky. In this world, the first thing Allah Ta'ala created, the noor of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a pearl which was white. Allah just looked at the pearl once and it melted. And it melted thereafter Allah Ta'ala created the earth. When the earth was in this, started moving up and down this way, swaying this way, it began to have pride. Allah Ta'ala, you got pride in you, I'll create something, will make you stop for good. And Allah Ta'ala created the mountains. And he put on the zameen straight away, sit down where you are, you cannot move. Because of your pride. When you watch the meaning of pride, pride is to look down at others and think you are better than them. What have you got pride for? You got knowledge. Who gave you the knowledge? Allah gave it. If you look at others who got no knowledge and you think you are higher than him, then remember Allah can take that knowledge away. What happened to you? If you got piety in you, you are pious. Who made you pious? Allah Ta'ala. So if you look at down those people who have got gunagar and sinners, and you feel you are very, very pious, then Allah Ta'ala can give that person who is a sinner, you become pious and you become the Once you know a very great saint, he was sitting down and another person came and sat next to him. And he's sitting together and then another person sees him. And he says to that person, how nice, he's so hot now, let me go and sit by him too. It was very hot. But by this buzruk, Allah Ta'ala gave the clouds. He had the shade. So it so happened that the person thought to himself, I'm a big sinner, let me go sit by these people. They are pious people, something can happen to me too. So when he even sat down to next to this person, the person began to think, you sinner, what you come next to me for? You know how we do today? We did namaz. We see one gunegar coming. Hey, this drunkard, how he came to mosque today too? We begin to make statement of this kind. Why is he standing next to me too? He's not supposed to stand by me. He's not fit to stand to it. Well, he had some bad habits in the past. He made tawbah. He became very close to Allah. And he came to the masjid. He read namaz. He said, hey, how come this person? You mean you came the right road today? You know, we say, talk. So this person also still thought to himself, he's saying, what is this person doing here? He's not supposed to be here. In other words, I'm not a sinner, he's a sinner, but he's not supposed to be a sinner. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to the Nabi of that time, telling that person who said nothing, what is he doing here? Telling him, I have wiped out all his good deeds. Now you must start all over again. And the sinner telling him, with the good deeds that would have, because he had that, let me sit among the pious, telling my family, even all his sins. And he started again. But just look at it, the time when he said that, he told him to wake up. When he woke up and he started walking, the clouds left this person and went to him, followed this sinner. Followed the sinner. So my dear friends, pride is something which Allah has no one else. You can only have pride when you are something you have in you, some kamal. What kamal you got in you? You got knowledge of kamal. Kamal is something which you bring upon yourself and it remains with you no matter what it is. Beauty you got, very handsome you are. That handsome then go away tomorrow. Knowledge that you have, then go away today. So Allah Nabi Allah Ta'ala So Allah Ta'ala created this zameen. That earth, why you are swaying? Why you got pride in you? I created the mountains that must sit down. But the mountain began to have pride too. The mountain began to have pride and Allah Ta'ala created the iron. Iron. You go and hit that mountain. Perishing. Then why do you have got pride? The mountain began, thereafter he had no more pride anymore. But instead of the iron having humility, he thought pride, I'm, there's no one like me now. And that's exactly what we do today. If something Allah Ta'ala gives us some kamal, we think there's no one like us. If that was a time when the iron began to have pride, then Allah Ta'ala created fire. And the fire came that burned the thing straight away, the fire began to have pride too. It is that when Allah Ta'ala created rain, water. Now rains are coming, they say, no, there's no one like me too. It then Allah Ta'ala created clouds. The clouds will take the water away. Now when the clouds did water again, then the cloud began to have something too. Then Allah Ta'ala said, now you got pride too. Then Allah Ta'ala day after created the wind. Through the wind that the Allah Ta'ala, that the clouds move away. You have no power at all. It's the day after when the clouds grew and if the wind began to, Allah Ta'ala created insan. He created mankind and through mankind he gave them the opportunity to build a house too so he can protect himself from the wind, protect from the sun, everything. What was the duty of an insan to do at that time when Allah created everything for him? And give him the opportunity to be protected from all. He was supposed to be humble. He was supposed to be shukar. He began to have pride in him. There's no one like me. And when insan and mankind began to have pride in him, it was then Allah Ta'ala created. He created sleep. He created sleep. Because when sleep is half, a person when he sleeps, he does not know whether to wake up or not. Many people, they sleep, they don't wake up again. When a person goes to sleep, he does not know he's going to wake up again. So you get sleep coming. Now tell Allah Ta'ala, this is a sleep that you know nothing what is happening to you. At least appreciate me now that you are nothing. Come down to earth. There too you begin to have pride. Then Allah Ta'ala created sickness. Sickness. When sickness came now, you must know the person knows now, you know, many a time you say a person is sick, he knows he's going, the next thing is death. The next thing is, at that time what he's supposed to do is to become more humble now, not pride. Allah is giving him the opportunity to take that pride out of you. That pride, one bit of pride you have in you, you won't even go into Jannat. No matter how much namaz you read, no matter how much zikr you make, the slightest bit of pride you have in you, you cannot enter Jannat. Allah is giving the opportunity, at least now, at least become humble, that I'm nothing. But still when a person gets sick, you know, you put him in the hospital, he goes in an intensive unit there, at that time, you know, you find him to be, mashallah, you know, he's crying, Maulana, make dua, make this and that, mashallah. And when I'm going to come out this, I'll make sure I'll be like this and I'll be like that. He praises himself so much. But when he come out from there, he forgot everything he promises. Instead of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala and humble now, he becomes the opposite to that. And Allah Ta'ala says, no, now you got pride again to you that only one thing can do for you now is you must put death for you. Death. So when the pride did not go away, then Allah said, now the only way to take the pride away from you is through death. So even the good people, everyone will have to die. So when death takes place to a person, then he knows there's no other pride out. So the greatest thing a person must have in him is humility. Humble. Humble. Be humble with everyone, because remember one thing, anything that you got in you is Allah has given you. The only way you can, if you humble, then only be thankful to Him. The Quran Allah gave you, you be humble. There was one alim, very great alim. His condition became, he just had one stroke in him, his tongue was closed, he couldn't forget the Quran. He had to beg and fall, slowly, gradually, he learned Surah Fatiha. For that, it was a very big do for that. Allah, I thank you. So the worst thing that we have in us is pride. My dear friends, keep pride away from us. You only have pride because of you think you are someone. You're not prepared to talk to this Muslim brother because of pride. You're not prepared to forgive your wife because of pride. You're not even prepared to forgive a Muslim brother because of pride. You're not even prepared to forgive your father and mother because of pride. If someone tells you, why don't you ask for forgiveness to that person, he's still thinking because of pride. So in this world, whatever harm has been caused in this world, with families, wherever it is mainly because of pride. Now, Thomas, Sahaba Ikram, they did not know what is pride. Where the smallest person be, today we walk, when you walk in the street, when you see a Muslim passing by, the poor man passing by, you're waiting for him to make salam, but a rich man passes and you make salam to him, that's not pride or what it is then. You walk in a masjid, you small, see a small child in front of you, you're supposed to make salam, why aren't you making salam to him too? You come to realize yourself whether you got pride or not. And sometimes you see a person, you know, making salam to you, look at that person, they will, walaikum salam, like, you know what I mean, you are someone. Walaikum salam. When you sit among the company of the great people, you see how humble and salam they make. To everyone they make. So this pride must come, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must keep away from this pride. We must understand what is pride. One is, you know, a person lost his temple outside. Now you come out of the mosque, you say, you know, I got my sandals is lost now. How am I going to walk out of the mosque? That's not pride. People think that's pride. That is not pride. That is like, you know what, I'm feeling shy. Pride is look down at people. Pride is, now you came out, now my sandals got stolen, now how am I going to walk now? What the people say? What the people say? Is there a shyness? In other words, pride means to look down at people and feel you are better than that person in any way, in whatever profession you are. Today you tell a person, don't know why you're not talking to that Muslim for so many years, go and talk to him. What's the reason for him not to go talk to him? Only because of pride. Only because of pride. To make dua to Allah, Ta'ala, what this few minutes I have spoken to you, Allah Ta'ala may sabku, is par amal kani tawfiq nasi from him. And his nikah taking place, Allah Ta'ala must give barakat in the nikah, izzat aap.